Hi, this is John Delancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adam Mastriani, and you're listening to Altered Geek.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. In this week's adventure, I am joined by TFG1 Mike.
Oh.
And oh, that's all you have to say for yourself? It's the end of the year and here we are?
I said hello.
Ah, he said hello. Not I said, oh.
No, not oh. Hello, everybody. Am I talking
to you? Hello, everybody.
That's right. Starting like an old president.
So I did a little bit of research for Altered Geek, and I find this absolutely hilarious. This is our 10th year of the podcast. And we've pretty much slowed down to a crawl.
Meh.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, so... Just looking at the first page of posts on GeekCastRadio.com, folks, go listen, go comment, all that good stuff. We started on the first page, but we started the year with totally tubular 2023 trailer talk back in February. We had two episodes in April, two episodes in June, an episode in July, the 10-year anniversary in August, another episode in August, and then episode in September, October. So basically, we're down to this being a monthly show at this point. But we've been kind of busy over the last couple of months because we did the Top 100 Toys Countdown. Huge thanks to Steve as well as Mr. Optimus Solo because Kevin did all that math and everybody else that contributed to that. So we just wrapped that up as far as recording, editing, publishing, all that good stuff. And yeah, Altered Geek. Next year we'll be doing Altered Trek, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Shall be fun.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, this year's been an adventure, among other things, between my job transition and just life in general. Like, all of us have been just swamped.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've been on an adventure of fandoms, like getting into and getting out of and maneuvering my likes and dislikes as far as all of that. So, like, recently this year, I got back into Power Rangers, various things of Trek, various things of Transformers, gotten back into playing some video games. So, I mean, yeah, it's just been a lot of different avenues. I played the what is it called,
Star Trek Online?
Well, I've been playing that.
Oh, the Power Rangers game. Yeah,
I've been playing that, and I forget what it's called. Battle for the Grid, pretty fun game. Not as long as I thought it was going to be. But I didn't find it, oddly enough, despite having the voice actors reprise in some capacity, I didn't find it as entertaining as the old Sega Genesis ones.
Yeah.
Which is odd to say, considering we actually had some of the actors come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It... Again, not a terrible game, but not replay worthy, I guess.
Mm.
Which kind of saddens me.
Yeah, not all games are going to have replayability, though. Most games, not most, but some games are... I'm going to say it, but I don't want to say it this way. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here's your adventure. On to the next. Kind of thing. But... you want a game, especially with Power Rangers, you want to be it. Like
when I think of that, I think of wanting a game like the old Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi games. I'm surprised I still remember that after all these years. But I used to play the crap out of them. Like Arkham. I used to play the crap out of Arkham Asylum games. You know, Arkham City. I literally could play that without a second thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after I stopped playing it, it didn't really matter to me anymore. But, I mean, I still found the game enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like a lot of the stuff that's kind of out now, I play it and then I'm like, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
Which, again, is mm-hmm. just sad.
Yeah. I mean, for me with video games, it's... I don't have any of the modern systems. I have my PC, and I can do most things on this PC. But I use, like, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 4 since 2006, and I basically just use it for stress relief. If I need to turn off the world, I blare on some music and just go to town in that game and just forget the entire world exists. I don't play video games the way I used to when I was a kid or a teenager or even a young adult. And I have a Super Nintendo Classic. I've mentioned this on the show plenty of times. I think the last time, like, Booth Ninja Powers was here, I'm like, I am not worthy. I am not worthy. You sold this to me. Blah, blah, blah. All that. But I play Super Mario World on that, and I play Link to the Past on that, and... But video games is not my... Like, I enjoy watching other, like... our good buddies and all of the people that hang over with Kai and his crew with the Wrecking Crew and your brother and everybody. Like, I love watching. I wouldn't play any of the games that they play, but I like watching I like watching all the stuff they do. I think it's cool. I think it's great. Warframe is amazing. The visuals, and because I know the Chaos Queen, she plays Warframe with her friends, and the visuals in that game and the sound in that game is just amazing to me. I would probably never play it. Yeah, I mean, there's so much. And we've talked about this for 10 years on this podcast and other shows on the GCRN. There's so much stuff that we... There's so much choice between video games and cartoons and comics and... toy collecting and various franchises that we love. There's so much choice that just because we've fallen off of one doesn't mean we're not still interested in some of the other things.
True.
So, but yeah. For me, I am beyond burnt out. I don't know what it was. I don't know what the heck happened. But I just... Most days, I don't want to do a damn thing. And most days, I'm editing 3 or 4 shows. I'm writing. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I... Was it 2 years? Yeah. 2019 and this year, I tried doing that daily 365 daily blog thing. Didn't even make it to the end with either year. I mean, this year, I'm going to make it to the end because I'm going to write days 360 to the 365. But it was always a goal to do all 365 days, but it was never a thing where I'm like, oh, if I don't do it, it's not like it's the end of the world kind of thing. Like, oh my god, whatever. But I've written a lot of cool things, I think. I've gotten more into music this year than anything else. I have more daily blog articles about album reviews or talking about songs or so I've gotten into that. I've gotten into some toy collecting outside of Funko Pops, which is surprising.
Really?
Some. Very, very, very minuscule. Those 3-0 MDLX figures. I have the Gold Bug and the Cliff Jumper there on my desk. I have the Nemesis Optimus, the Nemesis Prime, but it's still in its box. I have the... Who does it? It's, who's that damn company? Not Yolo Park. The miniatures that I told you about. Jada Toys, the Nano Metal Figs. I have all of that, and those are just tiny things.
I did pull the trigger earlier this year. I probably should have mentioned this on the episode of All Things Transformers we just released, but I didn't. And I got that. This is earlier this year. The reformatted Galvatron, so it's Transformers Kingdom Galvatron, but it's the repaint where he's all purple.
Oh, nice.
And purple, whatever. Like when he's going through Unicron and becoming, going from Megatron to Galvatron. Because they're one character, folks. You know. So, there's that. I've really been over on Studio 2009. I went a little crazy this year, the end of the year, trying to celebrate as many anniversaries as I could. So 20th anniversary, 25th anniversary, 30th anniversary, whatever it was, like just between Armageddon and Jurassic Park and Metal Gear Solid and Paycheck just had its 20th anniversary this year, the 2003 Ben Affleck Paycheck movie, which that was with me and two other mics, so between the three of us we had six mics going, and yeah, that was fun. So there's that. And yeah, I'm hoping as we get to the end of 2023 and start gearing up for 2024 and start doing what we always do here at the GCRN and everything else, I'm hoping I can slow down by Halloween, because that's, ever since we started the network, that's always been my goal. Work my ass off for 10 months, and then once the holidays come, slow down and just kind of chill out. So I'm hoping I can get back to that flow next year, except I have an idea in my head that just... It's going to make my head explode, it's going to make your head explode, it's going to make the entire audience's head explode. I'm not even going to reveal that here yet, because I don't want you to tell me no on air. oh, God. But that's for 2024. Overall, 2023, it's been a better year than I thought it was.
I can see that. I mean, my situation changed. I ended up with a better job.
Good.
Working with nicer work situation, better home life.
That's good.
Situation. So, in that front, things worked out. As far as, like, a lot of the podcasting I wanted to do kind of had to go on the back burner. For a time. I'm hoping next year to ramp it back up. And then we had, you know, the top 100 stuff here. We've had, which again was fun. And then we have, I'm hoping to be able to get some more stuff done on the site. I'm also hoping to get my Geek Cave put together.
Yeah,
you, for the next several months, so that I can actually like put things on display. I can review them. I can, you know, my desk. One, my backdrop is not conducive for anything presently, so it's kind of a pain in the neck. to like when I'm on video, like I kind of cringe because I'm like, it's just a window with a curtain and, you know, there's a bunch of crap next to me. Like, yeah, I can reach over into my cabinet and grab my, you know, my nerd stuff, but it's still not.
It's not where you want it to be.
No, I mean, one, I've been dying to have it back on display since my Michigan house. and I had far less. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. I had two of my four walls covered. There was like a ledge that split the room in half, like as far as like from the floor to the, you know, halfway up the wall.
Wow.
And I had from that ledge to the ceiling, I had crap all around in my walls. Here I'm going for more of a organized balance. I don't have all of the stuff. Like, one, I had a lot of carded, you know, card-backed stuff like Hot Wheels, Batman figures, Transformers, you know, stuff like that that could hang on the wall. And now I'm kind of like, well, I probably have a few things that could be hung on the wall, but I mean, mostly like posters or signed stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have my signed David K thing put up finally, that I got back when I think when I worked at the car dealership.
Probably. It's been that
That's
long.
That's like 7 years ago. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it's been sitting in a tote. Like I have nowhere to put it. Mm-hmm. And so like my backdrop with my sound panels, that'll be like my backdrop for when I'm on video. Cause I'm going to move around my entire office. I've already got like a part of it started. But I got my cabinet today that I got to build, but I also got to move my desk in order to build it. And moving the desk means I have to take literally everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And disassemble my computer, and it comes apart, like the desk comes apart in a couple of chunks. So I'm not excited for the prospect of doing this, because that means I gotta move a bunch of stuff, and it's gonna be like, I'm gonna be down for about a week. But once I get it all set up how I want it, it should be much, much nicer.
Awesome, very cool.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be nice. I'll have glass case for my collection, so it'll be cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to what next year brings with not only the site, the podcast, the geekdom. Hoping to there's things I'm looking forward to as far as media, specifically Beverly Hills Cop 4. Mike is like salivating for that now. That, and dude, I was like, I told you, dude. I'm like, I told you, like, Eddie
Murphy
is not going
to do this. I know. So he told me that it's not going to look. We have been talking about Beverly Hills Cop 4 since 2009.
Yep.
Because there have been rumors since 2006, and I didn't want it. Didn't want it then, up until I saw the trailer. I didn't want it now, kind of thing, because, say what you will about the third film. It is what it is. But, like you were saying, unless Eddie Murphy absolutely wants to do it, and unless they can get as many of the original cast members back and have a great story, then I don't know. And then they released the trailer, and as of this recording, I've watched that trailer over 500 times. I'm not kidding. I sit here and it gets to the end, and I just go right back to the beginning.
I almost admire you. Still on these streets, running and cutting. I'm just amazed. Doesn't get to you. Watch your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine. They love me in Beverly Hills.
Detective Foley, you ever read your own file? Shootouts, start of the piece, a lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out. I'm going,
we put our lives on the line every day. And for what?
Comes with the job if you're doing it right.
Yeah, babe! Axel.
So how many people have you pissed off so far?
I haven't pissed off anybody.
Yeah, 50-50.
50-50. Is it that high?
So far.
Yeah. Wow.
And I've got it almost, I can say Kevin Bacon's line at the beginning of the trailer, like, after all these years, still running and gunning on these streets. Like, it's just, and when I watched the trailer the first time, I had to do like 16 different double takes, because I'm like, wait, who is that? Like, I heard Bacon's voice before I really looked at the trailer the first time, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know that voice. Wait a minute. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, holy shit, Kevin Bacon's in this movie? And then the point in the trailer, and the trailer will be linked in the show notes, folks, on geekcastradio.com. The point in the trailer where Axel says, yeah, they love me out there in Beverly Hills. I didn't realize that was friggin' Jeffrey. So Jeffrey's in the trailer twice. Paul Reiser's character. I did not realize the guy in the car was friggin' Jeffrey Freeman. So, yeah, I'm very, like, I think they say mid-2024.
It's in March or April.
Yeah.
It will be out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think that it was about time. And he says the one thing he noticed was he's not in his 20s anymore. So he's like, It hurt to shoot the film, and it was, like, difficult.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you get old and things happen, and yeah, you're not going to be able to do what you want to do anymore, which sucks, honestly, but, you know,
I'm looking forward to, that's the one movie for sure I know I'm looking forward to. I'm sure there's other ones I'm not thinking of right now, but none that I care enough.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Movies for me now are more so like, oh, okay, that happened, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much me seeking it out. It's not so much me, which it's funny we're talking about the Beverly Hills Cop Axel F thing, because it'll be posted in the past, but I'm writing up a blog post about the trailer, but it'll be posted beginning of the month, not now. And as I'm writing this up, it's like, yeah, I think it was you or somebody else said to me, I don't know why it's not in theaters. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I haven't been to a theater since the last anniversary of Transformers that they had in theaters. I don't care. I'm perfectly fine with it being on Netflix and just watching it at home.
Well, my thing is I wouldn't go to the theater. And it's not a knock against the movie. I don't go to the theater. I don't have time for it.
If
it's not in my living room, I'm not gonna watch it. Is kind of my thing nowadays. Like, it's not like, oh, you hate movies. No, I don't like the obnoxious person that's got their duffel bag of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I haven't, like, smuggled in food too, but it's the fact that they're obnoxiously loud with it. And my thing is have some common decency, or like the idiot that's on their cell phone during the movie. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Just go. But yeah, I mean, it's just life situation. Just, I don't have time to go anymore to the theater. Yep. And so I would much rather sit at home, be comfortable, have my food, chillax on my couch, watch it on my 60-inch LED 4K TV. So, yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I much prefer that scenario than having to find the time.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, your kids are growing up, and, you know,
home and, you know, from a day of work, and I'm like, the last thing I want to do is go sit in a theater.
Yeah. That's why usually most people go on the weekends, but you guys do all kinds of family stuff on the weekends, so movie theaters are not really y'all's bag, which is fine. That's great, you know.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that's some of it. I'm waiting for the new Masters of the Universe continuation, just to see how bad it gets. No knock against it, just the first two I wasn't super impressed with, so we shall see how that turns out.
Yeah. It's not that I keep going back to old content, it's just I keep going back to content that just makes me like, I don't know.
So, like, for instance, speaking of old content, rewatched, Mary and I sat down to watch Christmas with the Cranks.
God, okay.
Tim Allen.
Uh-huh. Oh,
anyways, So we sat down to watch this, and we got about, I don't know, like 15 minutes in. We were like, you know, the kids would probably find this very entertaining. So we waited. And we watched it with them Christmas night.
Hmm?
I've never heard the kids cackle that much. Because it's just like, they were laughing at the absurdity and stupidity of the film.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious to listen to them laugh. Mm-hmm. Just because they were like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, yep, it's, I knew it was funny. I mean, there were a couple parts I like kind of skimmed past with them, but for the most part, like, it was overall pretty clean. And I was like, yeah, that's, you know, they'll find it funny. All the little jokes going, you know, the put up Frosty, you know, and they're just laughing because like, they're freaking out from Christmas carolers and, you know, just all kinds of crap. And I don't know. It was just entertaining and funny
awesome.
To watch. And the boys loved it. So I was like, okay, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you mention that and Tim Allen. I think I sent you this on Instagram. But again, as of this recording, I saw a reel on Instagram where Tim Allen was talking about the original script for The Santa Claus and how it was written by two comedy writers and how originally he was supposed to shoot Santa off the roof. And the Disney execs were like, well, we can't start a movie with you killing Santa. And he looks at them and says, but yet all the other parents die in your films at the very beginning of the movies. I was like, oh, Tim. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Nail on the head right there.
He's like, well, you know, I mean, we could.
Yeah. Question of yeah, if we should.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny regardless, but I've watched all of the Santa Claus films and the television series. Season 2 was definitely better than season 1.
I don't know. I like the movies. I think the overall characters in the movies are great. I like Tim as Santa. But really, for me, where it shines is Bernard. It's always been about Bernard and what David Krumholtz plays Bernard. So I don't know.
They figured out how to write him out.
Bastards.
Well, he didn't want to come back.
Well, that sucks, but still.
And same thing with Charlie.
Hmm.
He didn't want to come back either. He had pretty much quit acting, so.
Yeah. It's so funny to see the people that are quitting the business, not because of anything that's going, just in general, just, you know, all that and everything else. And it's like, oh, that's sad. But it is what it is. What else we got? What else you want to talk about?
Well, like I said earlier, I got back into Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Once and Always and then Cosmic Fury. Which I did not see coming.
I don't know. That ending wasn't as emotional as I thought it was going to be.
No, I felt so like disappointed at Cosmic Fury's ending. Like Once and Always, I was down. I was like,
Once and Always was perfect. Yeah, that was great. Like,
okay, mm-hmm. They upped the ante. They made it, you know, more lives, you know, real stakes.
Mm-hmm.
They really did it. And then Cosmic Fury.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock against the cast, because like they did the best with what they had, and it was probably the best acted season almost for a decade. Like as far as like with Dino Fury and Cosmic Fury, like if you count them as a continuation, like
yeah, they are. Because
they are. Yeah. So I mean, like if you're counting them that way, it was probably the best casting we'd had in years. Like Megaforce was garbage. Like it just it was such like terrible acting, and it could have just been bad scripting. Like I'm not blaming the actors. It a lot of this stuff kind of boils down to, oh, we only have so much time to fit it in there, so do what you can.
See, that's okay. So that's what. I know that Saban or it's Hasbro now. I know Hasbro is going to continue to do the Power Rangers stuff, and
they're rebooting it from scratch, which is why they gave themselves the buffer of doing. They did Beast Morphers. They did Dino Fury season one and two, and then they've done Cosmic Fury and the Once and Always. And Once and Always takes place before Cosmic Fury, but in between Dino Fury and that. And so they wanted to end the culmination of 30 years and want to reboot it, not using the Super Sentai material.
Right. They want to use the original.
They
stuff.
Want to create it from scratch, which the 2017 Saban film was trash.
Yeah.
Say what you will. Like it was it had the potential, but then they kind of neutered it. Like I don't even know what they did with it. It wasn't very good though.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
Of what they're going to do with it on Netflix, because they're going to go for a grittier, scenario, which doesn't always mean good.
Yep.
But I think that's part of what made Power Rangers good, was the hokiness and the seriousness mixed together.
Yeah.
Created this nice dynamic that it wasn't too heavy and it wasn't too light, but it was just right.
Yeah. Well, you go back and you watch any of our favorite episodes from, let's just say, Mighty Morphin, like The Mutiny or White Light or Green with Evil or Green No More or The Green Candle or whatever. And those are all very well-written episodes and very well-acted stories and everything else. And then you have stuff like Food Fight or Pudgy Pig or this or that or whatever. Like you said, it's a mix of both. And I was about to say I wish that they would adapt the comics, just do mini-movies like what they did with Once and Always, but because Jason isn't here anymore...
Well, and there's no reason they couldn't recast everybody and start over. True. Using the comics as a template.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not that much of a stickler of, oh, it didn't have the original cast, I hate it because of that. No, the 2017 film was just... The graphically, it was bad. It was just... There wasn't a lot good going for it. And I feel like that's what bombed it. It wasn't necessarily the acting, because they had good actors in it. I just felt like they kind of destroyed the essence of the characters in the process.
And the sad thing is, I know I watched that movie. I don't remember that movie other than seeing the suits.
You want to know what the best part is?
Sure.
You're going to laugh. The cafe scene where they meet Kimberly and Tommy from MNPR.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's...
Like, the rest of it, I felt like was a throwaway. Like, I didn't care. Like, I know that was, like, the crap scene of that was just kind of a throwaway, like, nod to the fans, but
yeah,
that was the only thing worth me watching the film for. Which is sad. Like, I know I'm going to get hate for it, and I really don't care, because I loathed that film.
Yeah, it's not something I want to go back and revisit. Like, normally we would, either you would say something or I would say something, and then like 3 weeks later people would hear us do a podcast about whatever we said 3 weeks ago. I have zero interest in going back and watching the 2017 film.
I'm going to go back and watch it. I kind of want to see where it takes me.
And where my Power Rangers thing is now is they released, Funko released versions of the original characters with them holding their weapons. So Red Ranger has the Power Sword, Blue Ranger has the Power Lance and all this and all that, and Power Axe and Bow and Daggers and whatever else. And the Tommy Green Ranger has the Dragon Dagger. They are releasing a new... They have three different White Ranger Funko Pops.
original one of him just standing there. There's one with him with an action pose where he's holding Saba, and then there's going to be a new one. I don't think it's released yet as of this recording, where he's also holding Saba, but it's a different pose of him holding Saba. So there's that. But yeah, it's going to be these overall franchises that want to restart, reboot, do something new, do whatever. I'm interested to check it out, but I'm probably not going to follow it. Like Power Rangers, I'll check out the first couple episodes, just like I check out the first couple episodes of every series, but unless I'm going to do a podcast on it, I need to find something else. It's just not for me anymore, and that's okay.
And I feel like that's partly why they want to reboot it, which is perfectly fine. Like, everything gets rebooted eventually. I'm not one of those, like, oh, you can't touch it. You're going to destroy my childhood. It's quite the opposite. I didn't like how they sent it off. I felt like they had a little bit more story they could have told. The revelation of Zordon and things like that. But again, we're kind of the old generation, like the old guard. They want to market to the new people, you know. And to be fair, but also those that liked the 2017 film don't necessarily care for our old MMPR.
Okay, and that's fine.
And I get that. Like, yeah, I do. Like, it is hokey. Like, there are some episodes that are just laughable. How did we end up here? But at the same time, I don't feel like it's that bad, like, by comparison. But, again,
I think where Hasbro is now, ending our generation of Power Rangers, as far as doing Once and Always and finishing off with Cosmic Fury and putting a stamp on the last 30 years and rebooting it. The show is to get those 13, 14, 15-year-olds that we were 30 years ago, or at least I was 30 years ago, into a new thing. And then you have Boom Studios with whatever they're doing with their I've always felt, ever since Boom got the comic license for Power Rangers and they've done their stories that they've done, I've felt the comics were more in line with what I want out of Power Rangers than the shows have been. Like you've said, and we all know this, the shows have a finite timeline to fit in whatever they can fit in that 26, 27, 28, whatever, however long minutes it is minus commercials kind of thing. Whereas the comics, they can tell any stories they want at any point that they want.
True.
And next year, folks, the pullback will be getting back into Power Rangers comics from Boom Studios. We will be continuing on with that at some point. I just have to figure out all the trades and figure out the schedule for the podcast.
Woo woo.
Yep, yep.
What's sad is now I'm interested.
It's not sad.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general. I used to not care. Now I'm like, woo. I'm like, the lore.
Well, it just means you can go back and listen to Jesse and I and all the episodes we've done up until whenever it was that we stopped to catch up. And yeah. So, Power Rangers, woohoo!
So I think that's about all we got. I mean, I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to some new adventures. Hopefully we get some new interviews. I think we'll be planning another top 100 at some point, but I don't know how soon.
3 years, 2025.
We'll likely still be planning one.
Oh yeah, we'll still be planning it, but it ain't gonna happen. I need a
You're like, I need a breather.
Huh? Best thing you want to do is make this podcast machine rust. Cosmically, don't you know?
Can explode.
Mm-hmm.
So, let us know what you guys would like us to discuss on the next episode. Again, we have plans of things to come, but we're winding down this year. Didn't want to focus on anything negative of, you know, celebrity pass away stuff, because it kind of sucks, and we wanted to end up on a high note with just things we've enjoyed this year and things that we've kind of been entertained with in geekdom. So let us know what you guys have been geeking out to, and you know, maybe some awesome geek items that you got for Christmas, or got kids into, or just any of those things. So let us know, feedback at geekcastradio.com or on the episode post on the website. So I think that's about it.
That's it.
Yep. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
ToyCast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. ToyCast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to ToyCast.